Namo Guru. Lama Yidam Zendoldi. And three times. Please nurture us in the loving warmth of your enlightened mind, and bless our aspiration prayers, and they will be fulfilled. May the flowing rivers of accumulated excellent deeds performed, my own and that of the infinite numbers of all come streaming from the mountain snow of pure intentions, follow through, free of the blight that plagues the three axes of our every act. May it flow into the ocean of the victors for Kaios. Throughout the course of this present life and all future lifetimes too, for as long a time as it might take until we awake, may the words wrongdoing and suffering not make their troubling sound. May we of goodness and happiness. May the freedom supreme and resources supreme of a precious human life, one endowed with faith in and intelligence, be nurtured by the guiding words of a genuine spiritual friend. May we follow him and practice well, free of interruption. And through this practice, genuine dharma in every life to come, to listen to scriptures and reasoning frees from ignorances there, contemplating key instructions clears the darkness of doubt away. The light of meditation clearly reveals the natural state. May the glow from these three ways of knowing grow to a shining blade. True ground's basic reality, the two truths which are free of permanence and extinction's extremes. Through the best path, the two accumulations which are free of exaggeration and denial's extremes. The fruition reached the attainment of the two benefits which are free of the extremes of existence and utter pacification. This is the Dharma which is free of all error and fallacy. May we connect with this Dhamma, which is free. The base to be purified is mind itself. The display. Mind is sins. Being empty and unimpeded, it can appear as anything. By correctly comprehending this, may we cut through the basic root. Our own projections, which have never been real, we mistake to be real things. Ignorance confuses us, and we think self-awareness is self. By clinging to this duality, we roam through existence lost. May we cut right through this ignorance and confusion at their root. It is not something existent, even victors do not see it. It is not non-existent either, it's all samsara and nirvana's base. There's no contradiction here, it's the middle way path of union. May we realize mind's nature, the reality free of extremes. There's no term that can express it, saying this is what it is. No negation can negate it, saying no, it is not that. May we gain certainty in pure being, which transcends the thinking mind. The ultimate, authentic, uncreated By not realizing this, we flounder in samsara's churning sea. When this is realized, there's no other Buddhahood. Everything is this, there is nothing that is not. May we reach awareness of pure being, the hidden base of everything. Appearance is mind, emptiness is mind, realization is mind, and confusion is also my own mind. Cessation is mine. May we cut right through all exaggerated ideas about mine. Unspoiled by meditation, where mind is striving, unmoved by the winds of the business of life, knowing how to naturally settle in uncontrived naturalness. May with the waves of thought, the coarse and the subtle at peace in their own ground. Mind's river settles naturally in unmoving mind's expanse. With the mind, the murkiness of dullness and torpor gone, may the ocean of shamatha remain unmoving, undisturbed. When looking at mind again and again, though it cannot be looked at, the reality which cannot be seen is vividly seen as it is. This cuts right through all doubt about whether this is it or not. May mind not be confused, but recognize its own fate. By looking at objects, not objects, but mind is what they are seen to be. By looking at mind, no mind, it is empty in its very essence. By looking at both, the clinging to both is naturally liberated. May we realize clear light the abiding nature of the mind. Freedom from mental manipulation is Mahamudra. Freedom from all extreme is the mighty midway. What embraces all the great Dzogchen, may we gain the confidence of realizing hope by knowing one. Great bliss, the freedom from attachment flows in an uninterrupted flow. Clear light not covered up by clinging to attributes shines revealed. Beyond the thinking mind, the mind is spontaneously free of thought. May we effortlessly experience this in an unceasing flow. Clutching at positive and clinging to experience is freed right on the spot. The condition of negative thoughts is naturally pure in the expanse. In ordinary mind, there is nothing to reject, eliminate, or gain. May we realize true reality beyond all fabrication. Beings by nature have always been Buddhas, and yet despite this fact, no sentient being whose suffering knows no bounds and just won't end. May unbearable compassion rise up as our stream of mind. Expresses itself as untiring great love, all the while shining nakedly as essential spaciousness. May we never stray from this undeviating path of union, but constantly rest in this meditation throughout the day and night. By the power of meditation, exceptional vision and clairvoyance evolve. Beings are ripened and awareness of Buddha realms refined. Aspiration prayers to accomplish Buddha qualities are fulfilled. With ripening, refining, and fulfillment perfected, may we waken in Buddhahood. By the power of the great compassion of all ten directions, victors and their heirs, by the power of all excellent deeds in all their many forms, may completely pure aspiration prayers my own and every being's completely reach fulfillment just exactly